Hi, is this Margaret?
Yes.
Hi, Margaret. It's Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I thought I should discuss the editing process in detail with you and what are the concerns from your end so, you know, we can have a collaborative discussion with the team and let them know how it needs to be handled from here onwards. So,
okay.
This call is being recorded, okay? So if you want me to open up the draft as well, we can do that.
If I want you to open up what?
Okay, the last draft that I sent you, I am going to pull that up. Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. So the first thing that I want to go over is the fact that these scriptures throughout my manuscript, they're copyrighted.
Mm-hmm.
So they absolutely cannot be edited.
Absolutely.
So what I did when I wrote the manuscript was I went to BibleGateway.com and I pulled the scripture that I want or sequence of scriptures, and I just copy and paste it into my manuscript.
Mm-hmm.
So those scriptures should be verified by the editor, but they
okay.
should not be edited.
Of course, and I don't think we are editing the scriptures, or did this edit anything?
Well, yes, within the scriptures. In fact, that's where most of the editing is occurring. And it's simple things like the number of the verse. They're making that a superscript. And I don't think that's probably a big deal. But they've also capitalized some words if they're at the beginning of the scripture, and
mm-hmm.
in the scriptures it may not be capitalized. In fact, I'll go out on a limb, I suspect it's not because
mm-hmm.
of the way that I cut and paste.
Right, right. So you don't want us to...
Again, I think it should be verified.
Okay, all right. Well, personally speaking, Margaret, I don't think that should be a big issue until and unless we're not changing any words from the scripture. The verbiage has to stay the same. It's like a verbatim, you know? But if you're capitalizing something, you know, like the beginning of the sentence, quotation mark, then maybe we can capitalize it, or you're saying not to touch it at all. Just leave it as it is.
Well, in my opinion, it should be left exactly as it looks in the scriptures.
Okay, perfect. We can do that. That's not a problem. So scriptures, they should not be touched at all. They should stay as it is. But, of course, the team can re-verify them just to make sure that they are accurate and correct. Okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and
now,
the next thing?
I'm sorry, what did
go
you
ahead.
Say?
Go ahead, you were saying something.
So there are some times where it looks to me like they've attempted to edit the quotation marks. So this
mm-hmm.
is what I did when I wrote the manuscript.
Mm-hmm.
I copy and pasted, like I told you,
mm-hmm.
but then I would put single quotations around the entire amount that I was copy and pasting
mm-hmm.
To indicate that this was a reference, this was a
mm-hmm.
quote from the Bible, not that somebody was speaking, but
mm-hmm.
it was not my words.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but putting a single quotation mark. Yeah, you know, we can make it in italics, write it in a different format maybe with the reference and everything at the end, but we'll have to use double quotation marks because if you look at the punctuation thing, we don't put single quotation marks. So can you deal with that? Is that something that you can handle?
Well, I don't know. I usually think, Lisa, of double quotation marks indicating that a person is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And my thinking has always been, and you all are going to know a lot more about this than me, but
mm-hmm.
my thinking has always been that when you're trying to quote something from another source, that
mm-hmm.
that is a single quotation mark.
Okay, we usually go with a double quotation mark, and then we make it in a different font, maybe make it bold and in italics, just to make it stand out. And usually when people are talking, or if it's like dialogues between you and me, let's just say, for example, in the book, it's going to go with double quotation mark, but in a standard font, the font that we are following throughout the manuscript. It will be all standard, but just in quotation marks, just to, you know, enhance that these are the words coming out of this particular person's mouth. But when it comes to scriptures and quotations, we have to use double quotation mark, but then we can, you know, enhance or improve the writing style maybe, or go with italicizing it or making it bold, making it more prominent. So there's a difference between the dialogue deliveries of all the human beings and the scripture. So,
okay. So
if you're fine with that, because if we look at it in terms of punctuations, quotation marks always goes double. We don't really use single quotation marks.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. You all are going to know more about that than me, as the actual verbiage is left alone and the capitalization or lack thereof is left alone.
Absolutely, absolutely. That makes sense. We can do that. But I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we are publishing something that shouldn't be questioned by any other person, you know, reading this. So we just want to make sure that everything is perfect and all points are covered. We don't want people to say that, you know what, there are punctuation mistakes there. So that's my only point of having the double quotation marks. Otherwise, I agree with everything you said. Okay?
So I really like the way you all are using the italics and doing the bold on the scripture references. I think that looks mm-hmm. really nice.
Yes, and I'm just noticing one more thing. The scripture is actually, I'm looking at page 22, chapter 1. And there is a paragraph which starts off from the nobleman implored Jesus to come down and heal his son. Now, at the end of that paragraph, it says, when he said, and then we have a scripture quoted there. Now, why don't we separate it from the paragraph and make it stand on its own, alone? Or do you want to keep the scriptures as part of the paragraph? Because I think if we separate them from the paragraphs, it's going to stand out alone and prominent.
So I'm not sure where you're talking about. I don't have page numbers on what I've downloaded from you.
Yeah, that's correct. The Word file is giving me page numbers, so I'm looking at that page count. It says page 22 of 193.
Well, can you tell me what the words are? Because I don't have the page numbers.
Yes. If you go to chapter 1, it's the second page of chapter 1.
And how does it begin?
Second page begins, which Jesus said to him, that's also in quotation marks. And then you skip the next paragraph, which says the nobleman in verses 46 and 49, and you look at the paragraph followed by that. And if you look at the last line where it says John 4:48, that's the reference that I'm referring to.
Okay, so that's the paragraph, the nobleman implored Jesus, et cetera, et cetera.
That's correct.
Okay, so what is your question? I'm confused.
Okay, you know, since we're talking about having the scriptures prominent, where it says in the second last line, third last line, when he said, comma, quotation marks, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. Now, that part I'm saying it should be separated from the paragraph. When he said, it should be comma, and then we can go in the next line just to make it prominent.
Yes. I wouldn't have a problem with that at all.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we can do that. Apart from that, are there any other issues that you're facing with the editing process or any of the edits that that the team is making? I remember you didn't like the suggestions. I would say I liked your one better, you know, the one that we had previously, the title and the subtitle?
Yes.
I think I would go with that.
Okay. That title is The Healing Miracles of Jesus,
yes.
A Physician and Her Faith.
Yes. It's simple, and it has keywords. It's very efficient because the title suggested by my team, personally speaking, I wasn't very happy with those two, but I just sent it to you just to, you know, get your thought process and understand where you're coming from, but
right.
I wouldn't go for that. It was too complicated, and I didn't like it. It just didn't sound nice, you know? It has to have a certain ring to it.
I think that it was definitely complicated, but I also did not like the use of the word paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
These things that I'm quoting, these healing miracles of Jesus, for me, these are very real, very
mm-hmm.
actual, very factual events.
Absolutely.
In time.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just a paradigm or a model or, you know, that's not my heart. My heart is for somebody to read this manuscript
mm-hmm.
and really be brought to the cross, really come to an understanding
mm-hmm.
of exactly what Jesus was doing in his healings. He was forgiving sins.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a really, really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I want for my heart to come through into this manuscript.
You're right, and I agree with you on that. And we have to be very, very, very careful with everything. And that's the reason why I told you that I would like to go with your title suggestion. That fits perfect on the manuscript. But if you need to see more suggestions, I can do that as well. So that's your call.
Well, I mean, I certainly don't mind seeing more suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like you all are the experts and the professionals. I've
mm-hmm.
never written a book before, Lisa.
I know.
That's why I came to you all, right, is because
Absolutely.
I wanted to make sure that this was the best that it could possibly be.
Yep. Okay, then you know what I'm going to do? I will let the team know about the quotations and references. Also, I will let them know that we need some more suggestions for the book. Let's look at some more suggestions and then decide whether or not we want to stick with the original one, or if we get anything better, then we can proceed with that.
So I think that's fine. So I did want to go over this chapter one with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have, like, for example, in the quotation of the miracle, they've
mm-hmm.
edited, I guess I'm not really sure if in the scripture noble man was capitalized. I can't tell what they've done.
Yeah, I see that.
But they've gone through and they've capitalized noble throughout.
Mm-hmm.
But like in verse, I can't see what verse. I think it's 44. No.
Let me look into that.
I'm sorry,
that.
This is
it's
fallen.
The...
I can't tell. But they noble was capitalized, and then they have noble capitalized, but then they have it scratched through.
Yes, and they made it one word, nobleman.
Okay.
Without spaces. So they've done that as well. Don't worry about that. As I said, I will have them re-verify all the scriptures, and we will have them written according to the originality of it, okay? So don't worry about that.
Okay. So let me see. I did want to go to maybe chapter 2.
Okay.
trying to find. Okay, like, for example, in the last page of chapter 2, where he put, I had a lot more information to offer. To offer was written by the editor.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in blue, so I guess I'm assuming that's now part of the document. I don't know.
Yeah, the track changes are on just to show you what changes were made by the team. We use this track changes option, and that's the reason why you see red and blues everywhere. So once we have finalized the edits, we're going to remove the track changes, and it's all going to be in the same font and color.
Okay.
Right,
so
now we're just working on it. That's the only reason why it's appearing that way. So don't worry about that. The manuscript will be formatted as well. You know, once we are done with the edits and you approve all the edits, then we will format the manuscript and it's all going to look uniformed.
See, I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm supposed to click on these and somehow accept them. I don't understand how I do that.
Let me guide you. See, there are options in Word. If you go to a certain change, you can either accept that change or reject it. Are you sitting in front of your computer right now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, can you, that would be right-click. Can you go to the point which you referred me to where it says to offer?
Yes.
And right-click on it.
Hang on one second. I'm trying to get there.
Okay.
Okay, so I hover over to offer and right-click it?
Yes. Now you'll get an option.
Oh, I see.
You see?
And so it tells me to accept change?
Yes. You just accept it, and it's going to become normal font.
Yes.
And if you reject it, you can just go to the second last, reject deletion, it's going to go back. Or if you don't want to reject that, you know, because the team would not know entirely what exactly you have rejected. So what you can do on the things that you are rejecting, for example, look at the paragraph before that, you know, where they did something in the quotation marks where it says vitamin C. If you go there, right-click it, the last option says new comment. So whatever you reject, just go to new comment and write there that I do not agree with this or rejected or whatever, just to show that you're not accepting that change. Whatever you accept, you just go with accept insertion. Okay?
Okay.
Would that make your life easier? You'll have to work on that same doc and send it back to me. Okay?
Well, it definitely, Okay. So I don't want to do all of that within these scriptures.
Right.
So I'm assuming that y'all will just take care of that according to the protocol that we've lined out. But like,
absolutely.
For example, in chapter 3, they've rewritten a sentence for me. So I can still right-click it, accept the change, and then right-click it, accept the change. Oh, yeah, that's very cool.
Right. As I said, it's going to make your life easier. So you don't have to write out, type out anything, you know, just to convey that message to me. You can do all this on your own and send me that revised document. Yeah, make sure you save the document. You know, once you're done accepting or rejecting or commenting on the changes, you save that draft on your desktop and then you send me that particular draft. Otherwise, I won't know what changes you made. Okay?
So, like, for example, in chapter 4, at the title of chapter 4, it looks like there's underscore and a line. I don't understand that.
Let me look into that. If I go to accept. Okay. Just click on accept. You're going to see a line coming in there. They just styled it in a different way since it's a chapter heading. And it's going to go on the next page, of course.
But say again what that notation means. I don't know.
You know, just like we add semicolons.
Oh, it's going to make the size of chapter, the verbiage chapter 4, it's going to make that size different?
No. It's not going to make the size different. It's actually sort of like a semicolon thing, you know, how we underline chapter headings and then we put semicolons. So we're not using semicolons. We're using this line there. It's just for styling. It has nothing to do with grammatical issues, punctuation issues, nothing at all. If you want that to be removed, it can be removed. If you accept that, you will see what it looks like. So they're going to do this in with all the headings. Most likely they're going to, they have the title added there, and the title's coming at the bottom line. That's the reason why it's looking a bit weird, but if we fit it to the same line, then it might go over that.
But it's something that I should still accept, right?
Yeah.
Because it's red.
Yeah, it's nothing technical. It's just the layout or the style of the heading, you can say.
Okay, let me see. So, so in that chapter 4, I think it's on the second page, I've written in the third paragraph, given the thousands of manuscripts known to exist of the New Testament, a 99.5% accuracy rate is phenomenal. And he has scratched, the editor has scratched through known to exist.
Okay. Known to exist, yes.
I don't know.
You don't understand why they did that.
Say that again.
I'm saying you don't understand why they scratched that out. According to you, it makes sense, right?
Yes.
Yeah, then you do one thing. You leave your comment there. You right-click it. You go to new comment, and then you write there that I do not agree, or whatever your question is regarding that particular change, you type it down, and then you press enter. That comment is going to appear there. So when you send me the manuscript, I'm sorry, go ahead.
How do I make the comment?
Okay.
It's not part of the choices I have when I right-click that.
Okay, the last option, you're not getting that?
The last option is a hyperlink.
And no option after that.
So I have four options available: accept change, reject change, track changes, and hyperlink.
Okay. Tell me something. If you look at the entire doc, right on top of it, you know where it shows the file name, which says ebook Margaret 14/4/2022? Do you see that? Right on top.
Yes.
Now, just below that, do you see any yellow line there saying enable editing?
No.
Okay. Then you have to
I see a yellow line.
Does it say anywhere enable editing just below that title that I told you about?
No.
Okay. Now, you go to insert option. Do you see the options that are given by Word right on top on the left? File, home, insert, design.
So on the left, I see home, insert, page layout,
yes.
References.
Yes. Yes, you got to go to insert. Click on insert.
Click on what?
Go to insert, the option which says insert.
Oh, insert. Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you go through the options, you should see an option for comment there. Do you see it? It's right below the title.
So this is what I see. Home, insert, page layout, references, mailings, review, and view. And then underneath that, cover page, blank page, page break, table, picture, clip art, shapes, smart art, chart, hyperlink, bookmark, cross references, header, footer, page number, text
that
box.
That is so weird. You were supposed to get the comment option after cross reference. Okay. This is weird. I'm not sure why it's not. Are you able to send me a screenshot on my cell phone of the view that you're getting?
How do I do that?
Okay. Can you take a picture? Are you using Are you using a desktop or a computer? Yeah.
Let me go get my cell phone. I don't have it here at my desk.
Okay.
Do you hear my husband singing?
Yes, I can hear. That's sweet.
Yeah, he's pretty special.
That's so sweet.
Okay, I have my... Hang on.
Okay, one more thing I need to ask you, Margaret. Did you download the file or did you open it directly from the portal?
I downloaded it.
You downloaded it, okay.
Yes. Because I think that's the only option I have.
Yes, you download the file first. I was just under the impression that maybe you didn't download it. That's why it's not giving you an option for comment. That is really weird. Okay, I'm texting you from my cell number. If you can share a picture of your screen with me so I will be able to understand what's going on here. You got my text?
Hang on. Let me see if I turn this sideways, if it makes any difference. Oh, yeah, that's it. Hang on, I'm going to have to put the phone down.
Okay.
Lisa? Lisa?
Yep.
I have you on speaker.
Okay.
Now, when you texted me your cell number, what number did you do that to?
Oh, shoot. I just texted you on this number. I believe it's a landline, right?
This is a landline, so you need to text me on 479-366-4017.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. It's 479-366-4017, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, let me add you here. And okay. All right, now I guess I can text you.
Have you sent it?
Yes, I did. Did you get it?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I've got it here. So I'm going to attach that screen image. Let's see. And I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, I got something. Okay, while I'm doing that, Margaret, I want you to go to the option which says review. You know where it said home, insert, design? Further down the line, it says review. Can you go to that option for me, please?
Hang on. I'm going to take you off the speaker because I'm having difficulty with this phone.
Okay.
Okay. I really apologize about my hearing loss and asking you to repeat. I know that's annoying.
No, don't worry. You're completely fine.
So where do you want me to go?
Review. There's an option next to mailing. Yes. If you click on that.
I can't find that. Wait just a minute.
Okay.
Are we still on the same page, the one I just sent you a screenshot of?
That's right. Right on top,
and
if you start from the left, it says home, insert, page layout, references, mailings, and then review.
And review.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got review. Okay.
Okay, you go on review. Now go through the options. Do you see an option for new comment there?
Yes.
Finally, we got it.
Do you want me to click on that?
Yes. Now you need to actually go to to that particular part where you want to make your comment. Click on that and then go to review and go to new comment. You'll be able to comment there.
Yes, I see that.
Okay. So,
so
when you need
let me
to
just see. Let me see if I make a comment. What happens? I've got to use both hands. I'm going to put you on speaker again.
Okay.
Okay. So. I am talking about documents from antiquity. Okay, so, and then I'm going to enter. Okay, so I've got my comment. What do I do now?
You typed it out?
Yes.
Yeah, you just press enter.
So
or you
click
anywhere
else. Enter.
Okay. Now, did you see your comment there?
Yes.
Perfect. So that's how you need to disagree with the comments, you know, or changes that the team is making. Whatever part or whichever changes you don't agree with, just go to that particular change, click on that, left-click on that just once, and then go to the review option, get to new comments, and then you can type out whatever you feel like.
Okay. So let me just say that just because I put this comment in does not mean that I'm disagreeing with what the editor did. It means that I want to make sure the editor understands what I was trying to say.
Right, right. Of course, you can use that for this particular scenario as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, very good. I think I can do this.
Perfect,
we'll
perfect.
See.
You know, yeah, as, you know, once you're sitting down and reviewing a new draft that I send you, then you have to remember this. I mean, page by page, as soon as you start reading it, if there's something that where you would like to add anything or disagree or accept, you just spontaneously make the changes and continue with the draft. So in just one review, you'll be providing your entire feedback, and it will be much more efficient for the team to work with. Okay.
So then when I save this in my Word, Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to upload that to you in an email.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And you know how to do that, right? To upload the file on the portal? Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. You got it, Margaret.
Maybe. I mean, only the future will tell us.
No, you're going to be fine. It's just a simple option just to make our lives easier, and it's very handy, you know, to go around. You're going to get used to
it.
I mean, in like 2 drafts, 3 drafts maximum, you're going to be doing this like in no time, 5-10 minutes and you're done.
Okay, very good. Very good. Well, I intend to upload this to you today. So, if I have made mistakes or you don't receive it, that means I've done something wrong. So just feel free to send me an email or call me, whatever, and we'll get it right.
For sure, Ivo. You know me, Margaret. I'm going to make your life hell if I don't get it. So, yeah, I will reach out to you. I'll be like, Margaret, where is it? Okay,
well,
don't
really
worry about it.
I appreciate your time.
No problem at all.
I'm sure that all the other authors you work with are much more computer literate than me.
Oh, trust me, no, it doesn't work like that. And it's not a problem at all. There are a lot of people, Margaret, who don't know how to even download a Word document. So you're doing just fine, lady. You're great. At least you're learning. Okay, so I'm going to leave you to that, and I will let you know about the title suggestions. You get back to me with your revisions. If you need to take your time till tomorrow, that's not a problem at all. You can take your time, and you can send me that document, and I'll keep you posted on our future drafts. Okay?
Very good.
All right.
Thank you so much for your time, Lisa. I appreciate you calling me.
No problem. You are such a sweet person. I wouldn't mind helping you anytime at all. Okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Okay. God bless you, Margaret. And you have my cell number, too, by the way, just in case if you need to talk or if it's something that we can discuss via texting as well, you're having any problems, just drop me a text anytime, okay?
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Okay. No worries. You have yourself a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.